Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We've just heard from the architect Elizabeth Diller and from Lincoln Center's Vice President for Programming Jane Moss about the renovation of Alice Tully Hall. Now we'll get a review of how it looks and sounds from Justin Davidson. Justin is a Pulitzer Prize-winning classical music and architecture critic for New York Magazine. He stopped by last week, and I started by asking him if the renovation worked.
Yes, and it does what I think the renovation of Lincoln Center as a whole sets out to do, which is to reconnect a campus that was spatially separated from the neighborhood and from the city with its surroundings. And think of for a minute about how important that is from an artistic or cultural point of view. When Lincoln Center was built and conceived in the late 50s and built in the early 60s, it was conceived as an acropolis for the arts, for the high arts. And it was literally high arts. I mean, you literally have to walk upstairs off the street to get to the plaza level at Lincoln Center. 40 years later, we have an idea of the arts as much more democratized and much more about trying to connect with audiences who wouldn't naturally gravitate to them. A lot of the programming has to do with education and outreach. And you see that in the reflection of new concert halls, for instance, at Disney Hall in Los Angeles, where there's an attempt to try to bring the audience literally around the stage and even in back of the stage to make being in the audience part of the performance and part of the experience. At Lincoln Center, you have these divisions between the stage and the audience. They're spatially separated. Avery Fisher Hall is a very long box, and it creates a separation. So it was built as a way of letting the right people in and keeping everybody else out. The new Alice Tully represents a completely different attitude, which is one of making itself welcome to everybody and connecting visually with the street.
So it really, when they talk about transparency, it's both a literal transparency, but a sort of a metaphorical one as well, that the arts is not something opaque. It's not something hidden. It's there in front of you. It's a great opportunity. What do you think they're going to do with it programmatically?
I think that hopefully the experience of being in the hall as an audience member is itself much better, not just the approach to it, but the feeling of being inside. I think that the sound will be better. I was there and heard a string quartet rehearse. And without an audience in there, which absorbs sound, it's a little bit hard to tell. But I walked all through the hall and upstairs in the balcony. And what I heard was a very warm, bright, very clear sound. I would be surprised if musicians and audiences didn't feel that this is now the best venue for chamber music in New York, which it really wasn't before, but of course it should have been. It's the home of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center.
Yeah.
That kind of desire to be there should drive a whole new artistic vitality.
And shouldn't it be more than just chamber music? I mean, it seems like a hall that will admit lots of other types of sound.
It will, but I think what's interesting is that while that's absolutely true, it really was designed for chamber music. And I think that's a real strength because it means it's not a compromise hall. The other new hall that we've had in recent years in New York is Zank Hill Hall under Carnegie, which has done wonders for the cultural life of the city, for the identity of Carnegie Hall. But acoustically, it's a real compromise between the many different demands that were being placed on it.
We're talking about the new Alice Tully Hall, which is, with all of the good reviews that it's getting, your own included, for the remodel, still just one of many halls in a city that is full of halls, many of them suffering under the current economic crisis and stuff. So I guess the question becomes, how much of this did we really need? And if we didn't need it, what are we getting from this remodel of Alice Tully Hall?
Well, I think that a big part of this has to do with the remodeling of 65th Street, which is really just underway, and the effect of that won't be clear for another year or so. But 65th Street, which is the street that divides Alice Tully Hall from the main campus of Lincoln Center, so from the back of Avery Fisher Hall, was in the old configuration really a kind of bleak, dark wind tunnel that passed underneath this wide bridge called the Milstein Bridge, which itself went over a garage entrance. So really, it was about one of the least appealing places to be and not really how you want to approach a night at the opera or a night of chamber music. So part of this whole effort has been to turn 65th Street into really the main drag of Lincoln Center so that the whole place will become much more animated. I think that really changes the character of what this whole complex is about, and I think that's important.
That's Justin Davidson, classical music and architecture critic for New York Magazine, talking about the new Alice Tully Hall, which opens on Sunday. WNYC will air that concert at 8 p.m., and you can watch a video of the new hall in our website. Go to the soundcheck page at WNYC.org. Still to come on Soundcheck, live music from the jazz pianist and composer Randy Weston. And tune in tomorrow for a look at the composers nominated for this year's Academy Awards. And you can cast your vote for the Best Original Score Oscar in our online poll. You can find the songs and their accompanying videos on the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org.